The MLS Conference Finals begin Sunday with Seattle and Los Angeles battling for the West title and D.C. and Houston fighting for the East. The MLS Cup is scheduled for December the 1st. Sporting Kansas City was eliminated from playoff contention on Wednesday and may soon turn attention to their modern soccer-only stadium, Livestrong Park, named for the charitable organization started by Lance Armstrong. Greg Eklund reports on the conundrum concerning naming rights for the venue.
In March 2011, with Lance Armstrong present, the top brass at Sporting Kansas City christened its soccer stadium under construction.
I'd like to welcome everybody here today. My name is Rob Heineman. I'm the CEO of Sporting Club, and I guess I'd like to be the very first to welcome all of you to Livestrong Sporting Park.
It was a groundbreaking move in more ways than one. Until then, newly constructed sports facilities commonly displayed corporate titles, but a charitable foundation attaching its name to a pro sports stadium was a new phenomenon. Sporting Kansas City promised to donate a portion of its revenue through ticket sales, concessions, and souvenir apparel to Livestrong. Again, Rob Heineman.
I don't know what the average naming rights deal is in our league. It's probably a couple million bucks a year, $2.5-3 million a year. But that's not really the way that we looked at this. I mean, for us, we wanted to do something that helped define the community, allowed us the opportunity to drive social change, as you mentioned, and raise money in something that we absolutely believe in.
Armstrong, a cancer survivor, founded Livestrong in 1997 with fellow survivor Doug Ulmer, who was appointed the foundation's CEO. At Livestrong Sporting Park's opening press conference, Armstrong was under suspicion for cheating in the late 1990s and early 2000s. He talked, but strictly about Livestrong, not cycling.
You know, the one cool thing that we've always tried to do at the foundation is we've looked for different ways to tell our story. And in reality, it's all about us, me, Doug, any cancer survivor out there, a family member of a cancer survivor. It's about us sharing our story, and we've always encouraged people to do that.
Since that press conference, Armstrong was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles by the International Cycling Union, the Nike Corporation, which sponsored the distribution of yellow wristbands in support of the cause against cancer, cut its ties to Armstrong. Armstrong is no longer Livestrong's chairman, though he remains on its board of directors. But Heineman, who declined to be interviewed for this story, has given no indication that Sporting Kansas City will prematurely end its association with Livestrong. Todd Palmer, the Sporting KC beat reporter for the Kansas City Star, predicts the partnership will continue.
They are not overly concerned about, you know, what Lance did or did not do during his cycling career. From their standpoint, it's a unique partnership where over the course of 5 years, they're giving $7.5 million to a charity to fight cancer. And that's always been their focus.
Lance Armstrong's image is shown on the video board before each Sporting KC home game.
Together, we can save lives.
Then, a cancer survivor, seated in the Livestrong yellow seat, is introduced.
Please direct your attention to the victory suite where Rex Pryor is sitting in the Livestrong.
According to Palmer, these touching moments have become awkward.
The fact that he was there on opening night and they made such a big deal of that about it, and they talked about how his connections could help bring attractions, you know, be it concerts or things like that, to the stadium as well. And the fact that they've got him in their pregame video montage every week. I think all those are things that they wish they could scrub from their history. It would make things a lot less dicey.
This season, Livestrong Sporting Park drew more than 18,000 for each home match this season, making it one of the toughest venues for visiting teams. The challenge, according to sporting fan Crystal McLeod Baker of Kansas City, is getting beyond the tarnished image caused by Lance Armstrong's past association with the Livestrong Foundation.
I think that the biggest way it's affected us is obviously people have an opinion about our park now. But I think the two are completely separate and independent of each other, and it's a great organization.
Livestrong CEO Doug Ulmer declined an interview for this story, citing the current need for strategic planning for the Livestrong Foundation. But based on the opinions of soccer fans such as Christian Gervin of Lawrence, Kansas, the future of Livestrong appears promising.
The whole foundation has moved on, and they have done so much good, and I think Livestrong still is a good slogan. And some people who nowadays get in contact with Livestrong won't even remember that Lance Armstrong was the guy who founded it.
For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.